Good evening and welcome to Georgette PR Radio. Tonight on our Women's History Month series, we go more in-depth with newly budding nonprofit organization, Girl Trek. 50,000 women strong, Girl Trek has been inspiring and influencing women and young girls throughout the country to take strides in the right direction for their health. What started off as a routine phone conversation between Vanessa Garrison and Tanya Morgan Dixon later evolved into women feeling empowered and living more fulfilled lives, yearly fitness training programs, a national walking campaign, and much more. Taking steps towards social activism by focusing on public health, Vanessa and Tanya join me to discuss how their lives have changed since Girl Trek, the goals and visions for the organization, and how you can get involved. Join in on the discussion at 347-202-0591. I first welcome Vanessa. Vanessa, how are you?
Georgette. Great. Thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be talking to you and your listeners.
Yes, well, I'm excited for you to be here, and I know you said that. Just kind of fill us in. I mean, Girl Trek was something new that I just found out about, and how did it start? How did you ladies meet? Just a little background information.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll give you the kind of short end version on that, but Morgan and I, most people call her Morgan, we actually met as college students out in California, kind of just, you know, working our way through school and kind of literally trying to make a way out of no way. And we had a part-time job together after school, and we met each other that way and developed a kind of lifelong friendship. We both moved from California, went our separate ways, maintained our friendship, but continued to kind of talk all the time about, like, our shared concern for the health of our communities. And it really, at that point, wasn't even a broad conversation about our communities. It was a more personal conversation about the women in our own families and the women in our own kind of circle of influence, right? And the things that we saw them suffering with and the things that we were personally suffering with, you know, as career women and trying to meet men and get married and start our lives, but
right,
still find the time to, you know, live healthy and fight against all of these kind of like diseases and these kind of like tragic situations that we saw a lot of women that we know dealing with. And we really wanted to know, how do we not make that our trajectory? And then in, you know, changing our own personal lives, how do we then influence more women to kind of take on this challenge of not just being physically healthier, but being mentally healthier and spiritually healthier? And if we did that, would that really influence our community as a whole? And would that ripple effect really make profound change? And we
right,
thought, yeah, and we just said, let's do this. You know, let's stop talking about this on the phone and emailing and complaining. You know, let's, like, get into action. And, you know, we had a lot of different iterations of what Girl Trek was, but today it's a thriving, strong movement of healthy black women and girls from across the country and even internationally who come together to support each other, to walk, to go on wellness vacations, and to really kind of influence, like, a broader conversation about health in America.
Well, no, I think that's amazing. So you are, you know, newly budding. That's the one thing that I noticed. This really went live, what, about 2010?
Yeah, so it's funny. So it went live in our heads probably, you know, 2008 or 9.
Of course.
But of course, when you're, you know, we were both trying to maintain, like, our other careers and then still do this kind of Girl Trek thing on the side until it became all-consuming in the most positive way.
Right.
It became all-consuming in the way that we were receiving these testimonies and these feedback from the women who we were touching, and we thought, okay, we got to go all in on this. This is not a mom-and-pop shop. This is a national health movement. And so really in 2010, we rolled out our kind of, you know, Walk, Serve, Discover national program, and we've just been rolling ever since. We've had so much buzz this year. We have over 60,000 women who we kind of engage with on a daily basis on our Facebook page. We have almost 10,000 women. This Sunday, I believe we will make it to 10,000 women who will be hitting the streets from across the country for 10 weeks of walking. And we have a lot of other programs coming after that. So it's a really exciting time for us.
And so when I read a little bit about both of you all had backgrounds, obviously, a little bit more left of just nonprofit. I know you did some stuff in digital media, having worked for TBS,
right,
and, you know, you traveled the world extensively. Did you always
right,
know that you were going to start a nonprofit, like when you and Morgan would always talk?
No, absolutely not. So, you know, especially in college, and we, you know, we've grown as women and as individuals, as, you know, so now we're in our 30s, and then we were just, you know, 19, 20-year-old girls. And we would literally, you know, on a Friday and Saturday night when all of our girlfriends were going out on the college scene, we were working. We had these nighttime jobs. And we would be sitting at our job reading Sonia Sanchez and Nikki Giovanni to each other and talking about, like, the ills of the world. So I think we were always very social conscious, very social minded, very kind of connected to the kind of issues going on in our community and wanted to do things about them. But our career path was not the nonprofit world. And I got a job definitely at Turner Broadcasting in Atlanta. And Morgan, she is doing really big things in education reform out on the East Coast in New York and New Jersey. And we were happy with that. Those were going to be our careers. You know, we were making good money, and we were really, you know, we both had just gotten married. And so, no, we weren't thinking we're going the nonprofit route. There's not a lot of, you know, cashola, there's not a lot of accolades, there's a lot of long hours and work, but it's what needed to be done. And sometimes your calling, you know, it just pulls you in, and you can try to turn away from it a million times, and yet there it is around every corner. And I think that's what Girl Trek has been for us. Around every corner, there it is.
Now, Girl Trek, where did the name come from? You know, sometimes I know when I come up with names for stuff that I'm working on, I will mull over it, or sometimes it'll come organically. I'm curious on how you all came up with the name Girl Trek.
So, well, after mulling over a lot of ideas, including what would Harriet do, which was, you know, we are very personally inspired by Harriet Tubman, and a lot of, and it sounds crazy to people, but a lot of what Girl Trek is today came about from us talking about, you know, how did we have these really strong leaders, a woman who literally walked herself and her family to freedom, and now we are laid up on the couch, just problems, like, with all these problems. That's crazy. And so after, like, joking around with a bunch of different names, I'm pretty sure it was Morgan, who we wanted to really, you know, bring a connection to the outdoors, because both of us are really affected by kind of, like, being outdoors and nature and all of that stuff. And Trek itself has a lot of really strong meanings. You know, it's walking has a lot of strong meanings within our communities, from the civil rights movement to walking in our communities to all these other things. And it just made a lot of sense when it came together, Girl Trek. You know, that's what we are.
Yes, 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 yes. I can dig that. So the mission and goal of Girl Trek, it seems like it evolved over time, because when you start something, you have an idea, and I know you had mentioned it just earlier, you have an idea of what you want it to be, and then it evolves into something greater than you first initiated as. What is the current mission and goal? Like, where did you all start from as far as, like,
so,
what you saw this being, and then what is it now?
So this is really important. We started with the idea that young girls needed something healthy in their lives. They needed a couple of things: healthy role models, women who looked like them and lived in their communities, who could model healthy behavior and show them what health actually looked like. And we needed to teach them the basics about nutrition and fitness, and we needed to also get them outside of their communities, get them outside of these kind of urban jungles that a lot of us live in, and start to kind of take advantage of all of these other outdoor spaces that we don't always in our community take advantage of. And so we actually initially started a program that was just for girls. And it started kind of as a small site-based hiking group where we were just like, we're just going to take these girls, you know, Girl Scouting kind of type of, you know, idea, and we're going to do these hikes and do this camping thing, and this will be fun and this will be effective. And what we found was that the girls were tremendously impacted by the experience of Girl Trek and what we were doing. However, and this was a critical turning point for us, when you have these young girls who are tremendously impacted by all of this positive information, they then went home at night and they weren't able to sustain that, because their mothers who were in the home and their fathers and their families weren't also modeling this behavior. And I'm sure we all know from personal experience how hard it is to push against the grain when you live in healthy and you're surrounded by all of these people who are not. And
Boy,
we decided
do I know.
That's actually...
Yeah.
It's not fair to them. It's not fair to take a 13-year-old girl, give her all this amazing information, all day long she's in power, all day long she's eating healthy snacks, she's going out, she's doing all this stuff, and then she goes home and has no control over what's in the refrigerator, what's being cooked for dinner, you know, if her family's going to go on a walk in the evening, none of that. And we decided the key is to get the mothers involved. 70% of African-American families right now are led by a single black mother. These women have tremendous impact. They are the influencers in our community. And we decided that we were going to shift our focus to women. We were going to empower these women to stand up as leaders in their communities, to not just be influencers over their own household, but to all of their circle of influence within their communities. And so that's how Girl Trip kind of evolved now. So now our mission is we have a national walking campaign, which is the introduction into Girl Trip, where any single woman, no matter what her fitness level, we actually had a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model who signed up 2 days ago. So from the most inactive to the most fit. And for 10 weeks, we walk in fellowship and community and celebration and also for our health. And then from there, we have advanced programs where women, you know, can participate now in a Healthy Role Model Fellowship where we come together. We took a group of women last year to Sedona, Arizona on our first wellness retreat, and it was really mind-blowing. And so we're really expanding our programs very organically by talking with the women who we're involved with and seeing what works and seeing what has the most impact and then going from there.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. That's just, I mean, when I saw it, and I kid you not, Vanessa, the moment I saw it, because I, too, just started doing different things with my health. And I know for some people, like, it's black or white with me. Like, I can go cold turkey, but I found myself trying to sustain certain things because I really wanted to heal myself from within, because you could tap into a lot of healing properties with your health, with the food that you eat. But then when I was around certain things, I would cave because it was that easy, because everybody else wasn't working or eating as I did. So I definitely understand that. But when I saw the options and a lot of women being healthy role models, all I thought in my head was sign me up, because I want to talk to young women and talk to them about my experience and what I've been doing.
Imagine how motivated you then would be if you knew that your sense of responsibility to living healthy was not just aesthetics, was not just about you fitting into your jeans or how you were going to look, but all of a sudden you had, you know, people looking up to you, people relying on you, people kind of this community pushing you on. And it's really, really important to us. And then what we do that's also really important to us is through our Healthy Black Women and Girls Facebook page is we try to drill it into women's head that nothing about living healthy will be sustainable unless you tap into the joy of healthy living. And so we concentrate on that every day on our Facebook page, about showing photographs of women at their best, smiling, happy, shining, glowing, kayaking, doing yoga, doing golf, horseback riding, all the stretching the bounds and the limits of what they thought that they could do physically. And we're saying that these things bring them joy. They actually bring them as much joy as sitting on the couch on a Friday night with a big bowl of ice cream. And at some point in my life, if you told me that, I would not have believed you. Like, I actually wouldn't believe that I prefer running 6 miles to hanging with a glass of wine. But I do right now, because I've tapped into the joy of it, and that's what's important. It should not be a struggle. Healthy living shouldn't be a struggle. So walking, running, doing yoga, biking, whatever it is, find your bliss and run with it, and that will be the key that keeps you going, you know, for a long-term lifetime sustainability of living healthy.
I think that is very important that you harp on sustainability, because and then what about also, and one thing I also want to say too is leaving room to, sometimes you have to give yourself that space to make a mistake and not be so hard on yourself, because that's another thing that I think a lot of women, even young women, struggle with. You know, they slip up maybe one day or didn't go walking one day or 2 hours and they're just like, oh my gosh, I feel horrible. But you know, and I know I was, my friend could laugh at me because she was with me, and I was like, oh my gosh, I vegged out on this. But the next day I was back to eating my kale and drinking water, and you know. So.
And that's what it's about. And that's what it's about. And this is something that's really important for both Morgan and I. We're not health experts. We're not fitness trainers. We don't have hard bodies. We're everyday women who are literally living the struggle every day. And I actually think that that's the difference with what Girl Trick is, and that's why we've been able to resonate with so many women, is that our struggle is just the same. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I had a big old orange ice cream float yesterday, and it was just like a long week. I was so tired. I was like, what are we going to do? But then I got up this morning, I put in my miles, you know, I ate clean all day. So it's okay. First of all, we should eat the things that we enjoy, and some of those things are going to be fried chicken or ice cream or whatever, and that's fine. But I think that, you know, if you introduce yourself to new things, you'll find that actually I do enjoy kale. I do enjoy my meats broiled more than fried. I do enjoy all of these things that I didn't think I actually enjoyed. And then you can start to expand kind of like your palate, and all of a sudden it doesn't really matter if you fall down a day or two, because that's living life. You know, that's living life. And that's what we encourage and tell our women, you know, is that this isn't about perfection. You know, it's progress, not perfection. Every single day we should be moving towards our best selves. And it's okay if we never get there, quite frankly.
I love that. It's about progress, not perfection. You know what? I'm going to walk away with that, Vanessa. I really needed to hear that. No, I really did. I really did not. I really want to get into this national walking campaign.
Yes.
Because, you know, I definitely talked about it to some people, but, you know, you were explaining to me off air, but just kind of getting into it, you know, is it nationwide? Is there one going on where you live? What's going on with that?
Every year, and we want this to be a tradition within the African American community, think of it as setting the reset button. That every year, no matter what's going on in your life, you know it's coming. The Girl Trek Walking Challenge is coming. We say give us 10 weeks and you will start to develop a healthy habit. So what we have is that on April 1st every year, and April 1st is this Sunday this year, we have women from across the country and we have women internationally. This year our goal is 10,000 women hitting the streets, and they have all made the Girl Trek commitment, which is that they will walk 10 weeks at least 5 days a week for at least 30 minutes a day. You can walk on your lunch break. You can walk after school. You can walk to work instead of catching the bus. It does not matter. We just want you to take 30 minutes a day and say, I'm worth this 30 minutes. Nobody else, not my kids, not my husband, not my job, not that, you know, my mama calling me on the phone, is going to stop me from getting in my 30 minutes a day. And then many women sign, of course, that they, after a couple of weeks, want to just take it there, take it even further. And we encourage that. But the base minimum is 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day, give us 10 weeks. And over the 10 weeks, we inspire and motivate you through fun challenges, contests. We give away tons of great prizes. We post daily inspiration to keep you motivated. It's really a kind of like a sense of community and spirit around it. We have a lot of women who form teams from their jobs or churches or schools, and they walk together and compete. So it's really just a fun opportunity for us to come together as a community to focus on our health, to put the spotlight on what needs to be put on, and to also give ourselves permission to take care of ourselves. And that's what we do. So we start April 1st. Everyone can go to www.girltrek.org and click on walk. We're still taking sign-ups even after April 1st. Feel free to sign up. And I think that you will really be encouraged and surprised by the kind of how inspired you will be.
So you just said something that resonated with me, and I just want to make sure I caught it. You said, give yourself permission for your health. Was that what you said?
Oh, absolutely. It's critical. You know, as African-American women, and this is one of the biggest obstacles to us leading our healthiest lives, we constantly put other people's needs before our own. We are self-sacrificial.
Yes.
We have been raised to be that way. It served our community so well. But, you know, there's this really important quote that I love that says, we want to get past just surviving and move on to thriving. And in order to do that, we have to give ourselves permission to step back. We can't manage everybody else's lives. We can't solve everybody else's problems. And it's not okay for us to sacrifice our personal well-being and health at the cost to somebody else. Because really what happens is everybody suffers. So if you're actually not giving yourself the time that you need to take care of yourself, then actually your kids are actually suffering in the long run, and your husband and your relationship is suffering, and your family is suffering. Everybody benefits when you're recharged, when you're refueled, when you're physically healthy, when you're mentally rested, and you have what you need to give to them. And so you have to give yourself permission to do it. Don't feel guilty about it. Turn the ringer off on your phone. Schedule it on your calendar just like you would an important meeting with your boss. Just make it happen for yourself.
And so for the one that, because I know you're based in D.C., for the one that's taking place, where can people in D.C. find you all to take part to just kind of walk with you all?
Right, absolutely. So the majority of the 10,000 women who walk with us, we call them solo trekkers, and this is important to us. they step right outside of their front doors and they walk from wherever they are. That is what is the most sustainable. We find that when you have to get in a car, when you have to rely
somewhere.
On another group of people to do what they need to do, and they start falling off, then you start falling off.
It happens, right?
And that's important. We're saying you're all you need. And so on April 1st, what we want every woman to do is to find her own rhythm and groove wherever she is at and start walking. Then throughout the season, what we'll be doing, if you're in Washington, D.C., you can go to our Healthy Black Woman Facebook page, and I actually will be posting. I happen to be based in Washington, D.C., so this Sunday I'll be kicking off the Girl Trek walking season at the Cherry Blossom Tim Maller. And then actually every Monday for the next 10 weeks I will be at 5:30 on the National Mall for anyone who wants to join me. On Fridays at 5 o'clock I will be at Meridian Hill Malcolm X Park for anyone who wants to join me. But the important thing is that you join yourself, right? So you don't need me and I don't need you to physically be there to make sure we walk, but what we need is a community of spirit. So I got your back. I'm checking for you, right? And you're
okay.
checking for me.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Now, where do you see, or where would you like to see this movement going as far as Girl Trek, and there's just everything you all have created thus far in the next 6 months to a year?
Absolutely. So, you know, our dream is big, and we're dreaming, you know, and not just dreaming, but planning, because everything that we have done has been, you know, hundreds of hours of work behind it. And that's, you know, that's a lesson for everyone to know, especially in the nonprofit world. You can't just dream an idea to life. You have to put the elbow grease behind it. And so what Girl Trek is destined to become is a national organization of thousands of black women who are so influential that we affect policy change, that we all of a sudden advocate for our communities, that we say we want safer streets to walk on, that we want more green space, that we want more healthy grocery stores, that we want farmers markets in our areas, that we want these things, right? So we are at the heart an advocacy organization. We're saying that as we are walking, we're also taking note of all of the issues that are going on right here and all of the obstacles in our way, and we're going to do something about that. And so that's our long-term vision. One is to be an advocacy organization that really affects policy change across this country. And then two is to have a serious army of thousands of healthy black role models on our team, modeling healthy behavior, living their best life, traveling the world, getting outdoors, doing amazing things, and then coming back to their communities and telling those stories to young girls and women so that they can be inspired to do the same thing. And we're going to help create a platform so that women can do that and do it effectively and share their stories out there. And we're going to completely change the dynamic in our community. We're talking about changing traditions so that on Thanksgiving, after we eat that big pot of greens and that big pot of cornbread stuffing, we all say, you know what time it is? It's walking time. And every black family in America says, we're not giving up our soul food on Thanksgiving, but we are committing to an hour walk afterwards. Like, that's a powerful thing, and we believe it's going to happen. You know, that's it. This train is moving, and it's going to happen. It's happening right now. So, that's what our vision is. That's where we see ourselves going in the next, 1 to 5 years. We're setting ourselves up to really do kind of like, you know, some national work.
I'm going to make sure I walk from wherever I am this Sunday
in Nueva York.
And last but not least, before I let you go, Vanessa, how can people find out information about you all? Just links, social media, everything.
Absolutely. So the first destination for everyone to go would be our website, and that's www.girltrek, and that's GIRLTREK.org, girltrek.org. And then, of course, we know every single person is out there on Facebook, and we encourage every single woman to do herself a favor. I promise it will be the best thing you do is to go onto Facebook, search Healthy Black Women and Girls, and to like our Facebook page. It will, every single day when you kind of log on and see the absolute random, ridiculous status things that people post on there,
right. We're
going to be coming through your news stream with some absolute positivity that's going to really impact your day. So do yourself that favor. And then, of course, we are on Twitter at girltrekinfo at girl, GIRLTREK info. You can follow me on there, and then also at girltrekmorgans on there, and we'll be happy to engage with you guys. So just, you know, get connected with us. Share it out to your community. You know, it's funny, we sent an email out last week. This is really important. We said, you know, let's show how fast good news can travel in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the good news traveling right here. This is the good news that is traveling right here. So let's
God,
tell everyone
it.
About it and support it. Absolutely.
Tell them to run, tell that.
Yes.
Vanessa, it was such a pleasure. Thank you. I'm truly, truly, truly
yes,
inspired.
This has been such a great opportunity for us. Thank you for the platform to talk about Girl Trek. Thank you to your listeners and for all the Trekkers who tuned in to listen. We're very, very excited.
Of course, no problem. Please let me know how we can continue to support your efforts. I definitely want to link with you next time I'm in the D.C. area. I go home, you know,
okay.
a couple of times a month.
Yes.
So
yes, yes.
We will link up. You know, I would love
yes.
to meet
We're
you.
We're going to lace up our sneakers and hit the streets, girl.
Yes. Sunday, April 1st, nationwide. Ladies,
yes.
make sure you walk from wherever you are. Vanessa, thank you again so much. You have a great evening. And let me know
you
if there's
too.
Anything more that I can do on my end.
All right. Thank you so much, Georgette.
Oh, I'm so inspired by Vanessa and Morgan and the whole Girl Trek movement that it's about progress, not perfection. Thanks again. Make sure April 1st, this Sunday, you can walk from wherever you are with a friend, by yourself, put your headphones, and just get walking. The point is just to get walking. You can find out more details about these ladies and the Girl Trek movement online at girltrek.org. If you're in the D.C. area or want to join the movement again, it's taking place this Sunday, April 1st. Just walk from wherever you are. This wraps up our Women's History Month series, but stay tuned for April as we continue to shake things up while also having a little fun. You can catch this episode and other archive shows podcasting on iTunes by searching Georgette Pierre in the iTunes store. I'll leave you with one of my Georgette-isms that is fitting for today's episode. Live well, eat well, speak well, think well. Thanks for listening to Georgette Pierre Radio. Peace.